Fame, the Texas High School Football Hall of Fame, and one of the best people you could ever meet. Lovey, can you even describe what it's been like? I know you got to focus on what's next, but can you describe what it's been like since Saturday?
Yeah, David, I can. I mean, we've been waiting for a signature win for our program. And, you know, our guys work hard like most guys do, but you need it to, you know, something like that. You know, there's no more exciting place to be than a college campus on game day, and to see our students charge the field like that, said something big had happened. And as you mentioned, we beat a good football team. I've known Paul Chris for a long period of time. He's a great coach. They had a great program, and our guys stepped up to the challenge.
Coach, did you see this kind of a win building over the weeks, maybe even in particular last week, that your team was maybe about to do something?
Yeah, well, you know, a few weeks back, we played Nebraska. We had a 14-point lead on Nebraska in the second half, and we let it slip away. The week before, we played University of Michigan, and it was a 3-point game. And we were playing our backup quarterback. So we've seen signs of this coming. This week, of course, Brandon Peters, our starting quarterback, was back, and we were healthy, and the guys really had a belief. I thought we matched up pretty good against them. But we had to do it on the field as much as anything. And we started fast, and we definitely finished strong.
You mentioned signature win. I saw that it's the first win for the Illini against a ranked Big Ten opponent in 12 years. That's a long time. But sometimes that's also why, Lovey, you're there, to try to bring that back for Illinois. Does something like that matter as well?
Yeah, it does. It matters quite a bit. And as you mentioned, David, I mean, we're, you know, when we took over, you know, the program here, we knew it would take a little bit. It's taken a little bit. You know, it always takes a little bit longer than you would like. But we've been building this program brick by brick. We just moved into our new facility that's as good as anyone's in college football now. So that was an important piece of the puzzle. And then, of course, to show a better product on the football field. It's about recruiting. And, you know, more people are taking notice of what we're doing now. That we got that big win.
Lovey Smith, head coach at Illinois, is our guest after the win against Wisconsin, number 6 in the country, on the last second field goal by James McCourt. A great win for Illinois. Lovey Smith, our guest. Paul?
Yeah, I know that you can't talk about recruits directly, but after a win like that, do some of those text messages get answered a little quicker when you send them out?
Paul, to be truthful, they've been answering our text messages, and but people just, you know, been pulling for the University of Illinois, but needed, you know, wanted to see it on the field. But, you know, we have an excellent staff. We do things the right way. Play Big Ten football. There's a lot of reasons to like what we're doing here. You know, and I mentioned the new facility. You know, it's great to have a new facility, but it's the people inside of the building, and we have some special people here. So they were answering them before, and hopefully more will answer them now.
All right, Lovey, you know this. We're in a society of instant gratification. Everything is measured and analyzed immediately. And sometimes it does take time. Matt Rhule, with what he's doing right now at Baylor, brick by brick, that's his philosophy as well, the process. How difficult sometimes is that to just keep your head down and do what you do?
Well, it's hard for people that, you know, haven't been in a situation like that. But when you have a belief in what you're doing and you know you're doing things the right way and you've been in a similar situation and seen how it's turned around, I mean, we hadn't lost any confidence or faith in what we're doing here. And you had to have an administration, too, that believes in what you're doing, and they're every step along the way. And, you know, we have that in our athletic director, Josh Whitman. So, but we understand that eventually you got to put wins together. And it's a what have you done for me lately business. And we're accepting that challenge, and hopefully we'll see more wins coming.
James McCourt, who kicked a field goal, 39-yard field goal. What was Lovey Smith thinking as you're about to take the snap and the hole in the kick?
Well, you know, I'm a man of faith, and believe me, a lot of prayers were being thrown out. And I was just excited that we were in that position. It takes a lot to get in a position to hit this last field goal. And our kicker, James McCourt, that you mentioned, has a strong leg. He had missed one earlier in the game. So you always want guys to have a chance to redeem themselves. And he was true, of course, right down the middle this time.
Lovey Smith, our head coach at Illinois, with us on ESPN Central Texas.
It's got to mean something, too, that when you're playing a team that plays the style that Wisconsin does, which is they are going to punch you in the mouth. They're gonna, I mean, it's a street fight with them all the time. They're very fundamentally sound. That your team stood up nose to nose to that style, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you're right. It was a big boy pad game, and you knew that coming in. You know, we, of course, we played Wisconsin well, you know, the previous three times we played them. So, but we knew what to expect, and that's what you want, too. I mean, we say that we're a tough football team, and that's who we want to be. But so to have a chance to have success against a team that professes the same thing was pretty special.
What is it like, Lovie, and you've been in this business a long, long time, from the day I met you when you were coaching at Tulsa to all the time to leading, of course, a team to a Super Bowl as well. What is it like to see young men who have not had much success enjoy a moment like that?
Well, it's just, you know, it's hard to put it into words, but to be there and to feel it is something special. You know, money can't buy, you know, that feeling that you have after a big win like that. And knowing what all we've gone through, homecoming, there were so many former players, great people that meant so much to our program. But to see our guys go through, we have a senior class, too, that's put in an awful lot that hadn't had a chance to win a whole lot of games. So to see it turning for them is, I'll just say that it's something that everyone should get a chance to witness and feel.
Transitioning from college to the NFL and NFL to college is tough on players. It's got to be hard for coaches too. But you, I know you're very close with Herm Edwards. You guys have coached together before, are both doing it now and having some success. What's the transition been like for you? And do you talk to Herm at all about the differences between the two levels?
You know, early on, we, you know, talked a little bit more. You know, once you get into the season, you know, just keep your head down and keep going. But I think Herm would say the same thing. I mean, when we're coaching people, you know, we coach people, coach young men in high school. You coach them in college and you coach them in the NFL the same way. They'll listen to you if you know what you're doing and you can help them and you have a plan and treat them fairly. So if you do those kind of things, I mean, it's not much of a difference between college and NFL.
The Illini can recruit around the country. You have 7 players on your roster. I think that's what I counted. Lovie from the state of Texas. I know your heart, obviously, is in Illinois with what's in Champaign in Illinois. But you have 7 players on your roster from Texas. Have you received the kind of feedback and have you received the kind of interest that you want, or would you like to have even more from this state?
Well, we have had good response, and you know, people have really been kind to us and looking into our program from the state of Texas. But of course, we want more. You know, just this past week, of course, Casey Washington from the Austin area, you know, was bigger play late in the fourth quarter, true freshman playing for us. And then another player that we have on our roster, Marquez Beeson, is one of our most heavily recruited players out this year with a knee injury, but he'll be able to come back and play too. But all of the Texas guys we have on our roster are doing well. And yes, I'm proud of being a product of Texas high school football, and we need more of the guys up here.
What does it say when you hear fighting Illini? What does that mean to Lovie Smith?
Well, it just means, well, hopefully fighting Illini means, you know, a group of guys that are going to fight right up until the end. And that's kind of what we got this past week. We really fought them, you know, from the start until the finish. Just relentless guys from start to finish for 60 minutes. And that's what has given us hope around here. Our guys have been playing hard each week, fighting right up until the end and making all of the people around here that believe in, you know, what we're doing at our university pretty proud.
Hey, man, I know you got to go. Paul, you got
to. Oh, you're just saying that we're loving the beard, Lovie.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
You've got kind of a ship's captain thing going on. It's great.
Hey. Appreciate it. Wife loves it, too. We're definitely going to keep it.
Thank you, Lovie. Appreciate it. God,
thanks,
I love
man,
that guy.
Take care, man.
That's Lovie Smith from Big Sandy, Texas, head coach of Illinois.